Drysdale vignette entitled Small Trees in 3-2-1. The selection of smaller trees for planting this autumn is vast. Art Drysdale here. More on the growing list of small trees after this. 3-2-1. After a visit to the University of Guelph, Royal Botanical Gardens, or Mount Pleasant Cemetery to view the great range of smaller ornamental trees available. By the way, they're labeled, so go prepared to take notes. The next stop should be a garden supply outlet for advice on what's available. Before narrowing your choice, you should consider just what type of tree you want. Factors include ultimate size, shape of head, growth habit, upright, weeping, or globe, how fast the growth is, special features such as unusual foliage color, flowers, autumn coloration, fruits edible by birds, and whether the shade cast is just what your garden needs. There's a great variation in what are commonly called smaller trees. Generally, many horticulturists might consider anything from a mountain ash that grows to a height of 10 meters, 30 feet, down to a weeping mulberry which will never exceed 3 or 4 meters, 10 to 12 feet, as a dwarf or ornamental tree. The choice is wide, as I said, and all possibilities should be considered. If we were to take a look at some of the newer or lesser known of the smaller trees, heading the list likely would be the Japanese tree lilac, particularly one called ivory silk, one or two of the newer ornamental pear trees, and the Walker's weeping pea shrub. All of these are relatively disease and insect free, have attributes such as good growth habits, ultimate heights are from 3 to 10 meters, attractive flowers, and any fruit produced is small and not a nuisance. I'm Art Drysdale.